What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
And a one ball pitch. Giles swings, drive to right field. Buccos win by way of a grand slam. Brian Giles, a line drive, grand slam into the right field seats. Count them. 6, 7, 8. Giles makes 9. Bucks win 9-8. There was no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah.
Vintage Lanny Fritteri.
Oh, yeah. That was the legendary Brian Giles Grand Slam, which I might add was among the top five. I think it was number 3 on greatest comebacks in Pittsburgh sports history on this show and in my series on the Post-Gazette in this quarter century. What were they down? 8-2 with no outs in the bottom of the ninth,
yeah,
limits?
Against Billy Wagner.
Billy Wagner, I remember that. And that just...
Against Billy Wagner.
A lot of people left. A lot of people didn't want to be, you know, get home quick. And, boy, you never know what you're going to see in a sporting event.
Oh, my God. I mean, I think it was one of two in the modern era, one of two comebacks of 6 runs or more in the ninth with 2 outs. Only one other time had that ever happened. So I'm sorry, I picked that one number 2 among the greatest comebacks. Plus, Bob, you mentioned it. He was going against a Hall of Famer, yeah, throwing 100 miles an hour. A lefty. It was a lefty-on-lefty matchup. Do you guys know who started the Miracle Rally with a double? Bob? Wrong. Limits?
Aramis Ramirez.
Wrong. Kevin Young.
Oh,
had a
K-Y.
Double.
K-Y.
Okay, so it's 8-2. There's 2 out. Kevin Young hits a double. Pat Mears homers to make it 8-4.
Patty Mears, who can forget him?
Adam Hizdu is put in. You might as well have put Adam Crowley in to pinch hit for Omar Olivares, the pitcher. He singles. Tyke Redman walks.
Tyke, I remember him.
Jack Wilson singles in Hizdu to make it 8-5, and that's when Astros manager Larry Dierker, remember him, Bob?
Dierker, he was one of the good pitchers in their organization for many
Dierker,
years.
Yes, summoned Wagner. So he comes in, he hits Jason Kendall in the leg, and up comes Brian Giles. And you know what, just for the goosebump factor, I want to hear that again, Bob.
Yes.
And a one-ball pitch. Giles swings, drive to right field. Buccos win by way of a grand slam. Brian Giles, a line drive, grand slam into the right field seats. Count them. 6, 7, 8. Giles makes 9. Bucks win 9-8. There was no doubt about it.
It happened again. Goosebumps. Look at this. Look at my arm, Bob.
Lanny, when he was in his prime, man, he was outstanding.
Oh, is that great? And I think that brings up our first topic on the Limitless Express, does it not?
It does. So Donnie tweeting out, I guess he must have talked to Lanny today. Lanny telling Donnie the Pirates will be adding Lanny Fritteri to their media wall of fame on Wednesday, September 3rd. Lanny wore the headset 33 years from 1976 to 2008, called over 5,000 games with the Pirates.
Well deserved. Well deserved.
Yeah, really happy for Lanny for this.
You guys are lucky to have had him as a teacher over there too at Waynesburg, because he's been there and done that at the highest level.
Yeah, and I've actually talked to him about this before. I know how much this means to him and what the people on that media wall of fame at the park means to him, and him wanting to be a part of it. So I'm glad that he's and the Pirates are honoring Lanny.
Well
for
deserved.
This.
Now there may be some controversy, Bob. Did he make it ahead of Ron?
That's a great question.
Is Ron on that media wall of fame yet, Bob?
I don't think, but I don't know for sure.
Should we call Ron and interview him and try to stir up a little controversy here?
No. He's probably having a good day in the sun. He's on a few beers, so you never know what he's gonna say if you call
exactly.
Now.
Exactly. That would be a good column. No, Lanny is absolutely deserving. Who else is on the Pirates media?
Sally O'Leary is one of them. And Sally and Lanny go way back. She was tremendous in her role.
She was. Yes, I remember talking to her.
Stan Saverin's in it.
Stan Saverin.
Well, should be.
Bob Smizek is on the media wall of fame, right?
Yes. I'm trying to think of who else. You go by it every day, but.
Yeah, Smizek and Saverin both got in 2018.
I'm trying to think who else is up. Oh, here we go. Gene Collier did a column on this. Al Abrams?
Mm-hmm.
Art McKinnon, you remember him,
yeah,
Bob?
Yeah, he was the, he played the piano or the organ.
Obviously, Bob Prince, right?
Bob Prince.
Charlie Feeney.
Pally, that's who Ron Cook always calls Pally.
And that was Ron's mentor.
Right.
Yes. Charles Chili Doyle for the Sun Telegraph, covered him 43 years beginning in 1914. He might have been Ron's mentor too, right, Bob? Rosie Rosewell, who was their first radio broadcaster. People like your dad probably listened to him, right?
Oh, by far. I mean, that was the only way you could really get all the scoop on your local team is by listening on a radio back then.
Art McKinnon, I guess he was their PA announcer.
Was he? I thought he was an organist.
That's what Gene wrote, is their public address announcer of 38 years at two stadiums, Art McKinnon.
Who am I thinking? Oh, no, I'm thinking of Vince Lashide. Never mind. I'm going into the Penguins. Art McKinnon. Absolutely.
I'm trying to think who else. Now, we need to put on a campaign to get Ron in here. And you might say, well, somebody who ripped the Pirates a lot, you know, they wouldn't choose. They chose Smizek. Who rips the Pirates more than Smizek, Bob? Whoever has.
By the way, I think Guy Junker does a really good job with the PA now.
He does.
He's doing that job.
He's
great. Enjoying it. He's a retired man and living life very big right now. So
very
keep
nice
it up, Guy.
Man. Very nice man. Anybody else you can think of that should be in, Bob? How about Malzi at some point?
Yeah, I got to think back over.
But intern Dom at some point. Can we get a couple of clips of intern Dom? Not criticizing Bob, but anything else?
Remember Paul Meyer? Paul Meyer wrote a lot of.
Yeah, Paul Meyer might be in. I don't know.
Yeah,
I bet you he is in. What a character.
Bob Hertzel used to do a lot of pirate.
He sure did.
Yeah, back in the day.
Dom's swimming in the deep waters here. We need to send him back to the kiddie pool.
That was somebody talking about intern Dom, Bob.
Bob.
Has your relationship with him grown a little bit?
Yeah, I have no problem with him.
Whoever says that is a moron.
Even with that, I never had a problem with him.
He wasn't talking about you there, I don't think. He was making a general statement. Remember when you called Ron stupid, how mad he got?
I didn't call him stupid.
I know, but it was the same sort of dynamic as Dom insulting you. It was a general thing that Dom said. If you believed it, you'd be a moron. You said of Ron a general thing, if anyone who takes that take is stupid.
Right.
And Ron included himself.
But I didn't call him stupid. That's what you keep saying, and I didn't.
No, I did. Ron kept saying it.
Well, I know
I agree.
Ron kept saying
I agree with you, actually. I agree with you.
Hey, you were going to do this little drill about reimagining baseball and all these divisions.
I know. What are we doing? Oh, we're in the middle of the Limitless Express, Bob.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
I just want to remind you that we should do that.
We will. Absolutely do that. I just don't know when, because you're leaving at 1:30 and all our segments are filled.
Okay.
Would you like to do a little of that now, or do you have another question?
I would love to do that now, Joe. Let's do it. Let's dive into it.
So you propose 8 divisions, 4 teams each.
Where's my notes? Hold on a second.
I don't have mine either.
Yeah, they're
I wrote
talking
this down
about
now.
Yeah, Rob Manfred is talking about geographic expansion in Major League Baseball. Okay? Here's my notes. And everybody's saying that the two markets added will be Nashville and Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City is a big one, right?
So you're going to have 32 teams, Bob. Are you suggesting, how would you do it? 2 conferences of 16 or 8-14 divisions?
No, I think 8-14. I mean, right now they have 5-team divisions. You can do 8-4. That's
32. Yeah, 8 divisions. Still an East or a West or a National American? Well, how would you do that?
I would still do it East and West, but I can see other opinions in this.
I would do it national. Well, you can't. No, there's no more National League and American League. There isn't anyway with all the inter-league play.
See, I'm one of these people who I really want to see rivalries. I like rivalries.
I've got the divisions for you, Bob.
Okay, you could create them too.
I did.
New ones.
I did. Would you like to hear some of them? Here's some of my divisions. Are you ready for this, Limits?
I'm buckled.
You have, I don't care, I'm thinking about calling one the Babe Ruth Conference and the other the Willie Mays Conference, Bob.
I'm okay with that.
Because it's certainly geographically and rivalry based. Okay, the Roberto Clemente division. You ready? Pirates, Guardians, Tigers, Brewers. A nice little rust belt. And that leads to a question. Because this is real, by the way. This is real that Major League Baseball wants to be more geographic. Right. Would you rather have Cleveland or Philly as your main rival? Tell me.
I'd rather have Cleveland.
So would I. If you ask me my favorite rivalry in sports history, it might be Pirates-Phillies.
Back in the day, but it doesn't really exist now.
No, but it's still in-state.
It is, but I think Cleveland is Cleveland.
Yeah,
so
I would rather have Cleveland.
Away.
Man, would I love a division with Philly, Cleveland, and the Reds, but if I had to have one, I'd take Cleveland.
Bob, you scoffed when I mentioned my division. What don't you like about it? I think it's a Rust Belt division.
Okay. I would go instead with Cleveland, Philadelphia, and Washington.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Here's the problem with that. You're depriving Philly of their big rival, which is the Mets, and you're depriving Washington.
I can't please everyone. You're asking me what I would do.
You're also
depriving
Washington of Baltimore. They play 4 minutes away.
All right, but you're telling me you'd rather have Detroit in there? Detroit's having a good year right now, but they're typically not, and I don't look at them as a rival.
I think they're comparable payroll-type teams, and it's a Rust Belt division. Pirates, Cleveland, Detroit, Milwaukee. Do you not like that, Limits?
No, I really don't.
What would your division be? Why would the Phillies want to be in that division?
Because it's in-state.
Yeah.
And you said once upon a time it was the best rivalry in baseball.
But you just poo-pooed it. You're going to strip them of their greatest rival?
You're asking me what I would do. I would put Philadelphia in there. I want Philly in with Pittsburgh.
So do I. Cleveland
in with Pittsburgh.
And but how are you going to do that from Philly's perspective?
You can't please everybody here. I mean.
Well, you need to try.
Houston once was in the National League. Now they're over in the American League. And they
guess
switched
where I have Houston, Bob. Listen to this unbelievable division.
You have the South. What would it be? The South.
AL South.
Oh, wait. Listen to this. The Babe Ruth division. You ready for this? The Yankees, the Mets, the Red Sox, and the Phillies. Yeah, baby!
So under your precedent here, or what you're creating here, we're just basically wiping out ALNL.
It's already been wiped out.
Yeah, I think that will happen. It's already happened. It doesn't
really
matter.
You think they're just going to completely wipe it out? See, I don't see that happening at all.
No,
I think
I'm saying this is what maybe...
There's a
chance. I agree with Joe that I'd like to see that. Whether or not they do it, I don't know. But in an ideal world, I would like to see that.
Plus, what do you guys want Philly in the Pirates division? Now you're bringing in a giant payroll team compared to the Pirates, Guardians, Tigers, and Brewers. I think that's the ideal division.
Payroll is on the Pirates. They got to upgrade it. They can't be putting this in based on, well, you don't have as much money to spend, so therefore we're going to put you in this division. I don't look that way.
See,
I put the onus on the team spending.
Yeah.
And hopefully they'll get a deal done next year at this end of the season.
Okay. Would you like to hear my Ernie Banks division?
Ernie Banks, one of the best Cubbies of all time.
This is an unbelievable Midwest division. Are you ready for this, Bob? Mm-hmm. You might want to buckle your seatbelt over there.
Okay.
The Cubs, the White Sox, the Cardinals, and the Royals. Imagine the vicious battles in that division.
Cubs and White Sox for sure, but I would include Milwaukee there over one of those teams just because Milwaukee-Chicago have a very good rivalry going.
That's true. That is very true. You could take out the White Sox, but I want to see a little Chicago on Chicago.
Yeah, I do like Chicago. Who are the other two teams you had in there?
St. Louis and Kansas City for the Missouri rivalry.
Yeah, I like that rivalry too.
Somehow. That's a great one. You could take out the White Sox, though, and just put Milwaukee in with the Cubs, St. Louis, and Kansas City.
Yeah, I would like that
I
better.
Would accept that. How about this division, Bob? You ready for a little south?
West?
We're going south.
Okay.
This is an unbelievable division, and it's the Hank Aaron division. Are you ready for this,
Hammer
Bob?
Hammer and Hank.
Atlanta, Nashville, Tampa Bay, and Miami. What a beautiful division that is. Yes, Limits?
Yeah, I'd say that's fascinating, yeah.
Yeah, I like that one.
Thank you.
I like that one.
Are you ready for my Ricky Henderson division, Bob?
Let's steal some bases.
Oakland, San Francisco, L.A., and Anaheim, right?
Well, Oakland will not be in Oakland eventually, but yes.
Oh, wait, I forgot about that. What am I doing?
So, Sacramento, Vegas,
Sacramento. Vegas. I suppose you could put the Padres in there. How about that? Dodgers, Anaheim, Giants, Padres.
I like that.
You like that?
Yeah, I do like that.
Thank you. So I'm doing well so far. Do you guys have any ideas or suggestions that you had written
down?
No,
I just didn't like your the one that had the Phillies in another division. I just personally want to see the Phillies and the Pirates play a lot.
So do I, but if you had to choose between them or Cleveland, you'd take Cleveland?
Yes. I like Cleveland. I think that's another good, you know, it's 2 hours away.
How about this one, Bob? Washington, Baltimore. See, this division sucks because Washington and Baltimore are obvious, but you know what two outliers are here? The Blue Jays. Where do you put them? And Cincy.
Well, you could
because you only get four teams in a division. It's very difficult.
Cincinnati's a tough, that's another team I had a problem with trying to figure out where they would go. Because you'd like to see them with even Cleveland if you could do that.
Yeah, you could. How about Pirates, Cleveland, Cincy, and Philly? But then you're taking away Philly's rivalry again.
Pirates, Cincy, Cleveland, and you're asking about Toronto. I don't know where they figure. They could go on any one of these.
What are they closest to? The New York teams? They're only 5.5 hours from here.
What's your National League West division again, Joe?
Well, it's not National League. There's two West divisions. One of them would be Dodgers, Angels, Giants, and A's. And the other would be Padres, Diamondbacks, Mariners, and Rockies. You like that one?
I feel like they definitely want Padres, Dodgers to stay together. That's
all
not
right,
one of those
big
rivalries.
Put Anaheim down. But wouldn't Dodgers and Anaheim be natural? They're 30 miles apart practically.
Yeah, see, I kind of look at it the same way that the NFL does it with the Rams, Chargers, and the Giants and Jets. Keep it in separate conferences.
Yeah.
Same thing with the White Sox and the Cubs. I really don't think that they're going to do that. Now, I mean, if we are eliminating
Well, I don't care
the
what
preface,
they do. What would you do?
I'd keep it this what I would do, I would just add Nashville or whoever it's going to be to the NL East, and I would add Salt Lake City to the AL West and be done with it.
Oh, my gosh. There's opportunity here, Limits. You can get the Mets and Yankees going against each other with the Red Sox and Phillies.
I'd be willing to move some other things around, but instead of creating four different divisions NFL style, I would rather it still be the three different divisions, not expand the playoffs anymore, keep it at seven teams, three division winners, three wild card teams.
I'd have 10-team playoffs, Bob. 10-team. More playoffs are good for everybody. Or I'd have a play-in.
I'd have to shorten the season, though, if I'm going to do that.
How about a play-in like the NBA?
I like
one game.
You know, I at first did not like that, but the more I see it, the more I like it.
Oh, it's great.
It is. And it's immediate, man. You know what's at stake. And if you don't earn your way into one of those other, you know, positions that are already guaranteed of a series, you got to work.
Do you like the names of my divisions, Bob? It would be the Clemente division, the Ricky Henderson, the Hank Aaron, the Joe DiMaggio division, the Ichiro division, and the Derek Jeter division. Do you
All
like
good.
That?
No Cy Young.
He's already got something. He already got a little treat.
I like Ichiro.
He got a whole award named after him, for God's sakes. The Ichiro division is Seattle, Colorado, Arizona, and the Padres. You like that division?
Yeah. I mean, that doesn't
bother
me at all.
You didn't seem to like it much.
I'm just not that interested. I'm more interested in the rivalries around here and what could be made of them.
How about Houston, Texas, Utah, and Colorado?
I like that.
You like that, Limits?
Yes.
Utah,
because Utah has to find the space, and it's not going to be out in the West with those other teams.
Right. Utah, Houston, Texas, and Colorado. It's the Karl Malone division.
I like that.
Bob, that would be gigantic.
I would like that.
Could I give you the Athletics National League realignment put together by Stephen Nesbitt today?
Yes, you could.
So the Pirates division would be the Pirates, Mets, Phillies and Nationals.
You want them competing payroll wise with the Mets and Phillies?
I don't even care about that. I don't like that. I think, again, I have no problem with the Phillies.
Who cares about the Nationals, Bob?
That's why, well, I would rather have Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia. What did I say? I did say Washington or Baltimore. Something close by.
What about Cincy? I'd like to see that rivalry continue.
I can't believe Cleveland would be in there, so that would be okay. Cleveland, Cincy, Pittsburgh.
I can't believe you guys don't love my Clemente Rust Belt division. Pirates, Cleveland, Detroit, Milwaukee. It's right down the Rust Belt limits.
Yeah. The other thing that I look at with this, too, and talking about some of these bigger market clubs, if this happens with realignment and everything, could it be that with this new CBA, there's the salary cap, salary floor anyway, and that would help maybe be able to put some of these things together where you're not as concerned about, oh, the Pirates trying to compete with a big market.
That's what I'm
payroll
hoping
like
for.
Philly or the Mets.
The payroll should have nothing to do with how this is aligned. It really shouldn't.
Well, it's going to. Even if there's a salary cap, what do you think? The Pirates are going to spend to the cap?
I think all teams should be able to spend the same amount of money, yes. And I hold no hope that that's going to happen. It's in my, you know, my wish list. But yeah, that's how it's supposed to be. So you don't have to worry about any of that. You worry about what are good rivalries, more so than, okay, I'm not putting you in because you can't keep up with this team, and it's like the poor man's division. It should never come to that.
I got an unbelievable question in the mailbag, speaking of that, Bob. It comes from Matt Cohate. Professor Starkey, if MLB gets a salary floor and ceiling in the next CBA, I know it's a huge if, he says, do you think being forced to spend nine figures each year might motivate Nutting to sell the team? And I got to thinking, like, that would be ironic because he's positioned himself as, you know, someone who's going to battle for the small markets in this next CBA. We know the small markets, we think at least, are fighting for a salary cap, but that's accompanied by a salary floor. And if you force him to rise to a floor, would that ironically be the one thing that would cause him to say, you know what, I'll take the $1.8 billion now and cash out? It got me to thinking.
It could. You know, if he doesn't want to go down that road, maybe so. But also, he's smart enough to know that the valuation will continue to rise regardless of what happens year after year.
Right.
1.8 turns into 2.3.
Every bubble bursts at some point.
In sports, I don't know if that's true.
I don't know.
Like, if you look at Jerry Jones, where he bought that team or where it's valued now.
But when you get close to $2 billion and the Rays, who get nobody at their games, just sold for $1.7 billion, if you're Nutting, aren't you kind of thinking, I may be holding out for the best price. Is it going to get better than nearly $2 billion for this baseball team?
In time, it will.
I don't know, Bob. Who knows what happens in the world? Who knows what happens
everywhere? That, but the trend is it just keeps going higher and higher. Look at the Penguins. You just mentioned them. They sold for, what, $900 million or whatever it was?
Yeah.
For Mario.
Now it's 1-8.
Now it's 1-8. And what's happened? They've had three bad years of missing the playoffs, yet it's doubled in price.
I know. But would he be willing to lose money every year to get there?
He should
be. To have to rise to a salary floor? It at least, the question got me thinking. I thought it was a great question.
Yeah, I think he's, you know, that would be a problem for him. But at the same time, if you want to keep getting money if you're making money the way that valuation stuff goes, man, just spend. Have some fun. You know, go out and try to make something happen. Life's about memories and life's about opportunities. And you have the ability to make that available to all these sports fans who've wanted it to happen and you've done nothing. You should want to do that. Does he have a conscience that way? I would.
Well, speaking of sales of teams, potential, Sean Gentile joins us next to talk about this Penguins situation where this David Hoffman out of Florida, with his sons running his company, Elliot Friedman says they've become a major player here.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.